This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Britain says it will declare Russia's Wagner mercenary group a banned terrorist organization, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say the group remains a threat to global security even after the death of leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, adding an order will be introduced in Parliament on Wednesday to proscribe the group under the Terrorism Act. The designation, once approved by lawmakers, will bar membership in or support for Wagner, whose fighters were involved in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The ban also will allow the authorities to seize the organization's assets. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A Spanish soccer star has now formally accused her country's disgraced soccer federation president of sexual misconduct, AP correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
Spanish soccer player Jenny Hermoso has accused Luis Rubiales of sexual assault for kissing her on the lips without consent after the Women's World Cup final, the country's prosecutor's office said Wednesday. Rubiales, the now suspended president of the Spanish Soccer Federation, kissed Hermoso on the lips during the award ceremony after Spain beat England to win the title on August 20th in Sydney, Australia. Rubiales has insisted the kiss was consensual. Hermoso has denied that in statements issued by her and her players' union. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Japan launched on Thursday a rocket carrying what it hopes will be its first successful moon lander.
All systems are go.
The H-2A rocket blasted off carrying the Precision Moon Sniper lander, which expects to touch down on the moon's surface in 4 to 6 months. The liftoff had been postponed 3 times by bad weather. The rocket was also carrying a research satellite developed by the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, NASA, and the European Space Agency. This is VOA News. An African climate summit has ended in Kenya, with leaders calling on the global community to act urgently to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, fulfill its obligations, and keep financial promises to fight climate change, VOA's Mohamed Yusuf reports.
Kenyan President William Ruto said the agreement reached at the conference shows the seriousness of African states to help solve the climate change crisis.
The Africa Climate Summit is both a demonstration of the unwavering collective commitment of the people of Africa to their vision to make humanity's first home here in Africa, a land of abundant potential, limitless opportunity, and the possibility of shared prosperity.
The summit, which began Monday and ended Wednesday, focused on green growth in Africa and finding financing solutions to support the programs aimed at mitigating the effects of climate change, which affects the continent's estimated 1.3 billion people. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The U.S. has announced it is sending depleted uranium anti-tank rounds to Ukraine. The 120-millimeter rounds will be used to arm the Abrams tanks that the U.S. plans to deliver to Ukraine this fall. Russia has previously warned the West against sending the munitions, which it falsely claims have nuclear components. While depleted uranium is a byproduct of the uranium enrichment process needed to create nuclear weapons, it cannot generate a nuclear reaction. However, the rounds' radioactive properties do carry some risks. The UN nuclear watchdog has urged caution when handling the munitions. The U.S. heads to the G20 summit with big ideas. VOA's Anita Powell has more.
President Joe Biden heads to the G20 summit in India with big goals and high hopes that the group of 20 leading rich and developing nations can work together, the White House says. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We hope this G20 summit will show that the world's major economies can work together even in challenging times. So as we head into New Delhi, our focus is going to be on delivering for developing countries, making progress on key priorities for the American people, from climate to technology, and showing our commitment to the G20 as a forum that can actually, as I said before, deliver.
The summit begins Saturday in New Delhi. Anita Powell, VOA News. The White House.
The UN Weather Agency says Earth endured its hottest northern hemisphere summer ever measured, with a record warm August capping a season of brutal and deadly temperatures. Last month was not only the hottest August scientists ever recorded by far with modern equipment, it also was the second hottest month measured, behind only July 2023. That's according to the World Meteorological Organization and the European Climate Service Copernicus. August was about 1.5 degrees Celsius warmer than pre-industrial averages. The warming threshold the world is trying not to pass. For VOA News.